Can I tell you that I rubbed peri peri seasoning in my eye on the way here?
Oh, no. How?
Well, I don't know if I've spoken about this on the podcast before, but my sister is gluten free. She's like, she gets a rash from flour. So she only trusts certain restaurants that are you know, really good about.
She likes celiac.
I don't know if it's. Yeah, I think celiac. Anyway, she can't have gluten, and even if stuff is cooked in the same pan as gluten, she'll have an awful reaction. So she only trusts a few restaurants. Nando's is one of the few she trusts.
Because they've got no bread.
Yeah, they've got no bread. It's all chicken.
It's all chicken.
Just chickens. That's all they've got, live chickens that they pluck in front of you. And then I don't know if you've been to Nando's.
I've never dined in.
Hacker, head off. The vibe inside... nothing.
I've been to the Nando's in St. Luke's.
Yeah.
And to be honest, flash.
In St. Luke's, there are Nando's.
Mate, catch where? Up by the cinema. Go dine in. I had a sad lunch there by myself.
Oh, was it where the bar used to be? In that little bit that slides on.
Yeah, and bends right around.
Oh, it used to be a very sad bar that you could go and have
now
a $6.
It's a fab chicken joint.
Wow, that's great.
Get yourself some skewers. Get yourself some hot sauce. Fuck, I wish they were putting money into this podcast. It'd be great.
This week's podcast is sponsored by Nando's.
Did you know? No.
I hate.
The Spinoffs podcast is sponsored by Nando's.
Is it?
It actually is. The Real Pod.
Wow.
I've listened to a few episodes. They're always eating Nando's while they do their record.
Oh, they're like, we've got some spicy opinions. You know what else is spicy? Peri peri seasoning at Nando's.
I love Nando's. And we've had this conversation because you're like, I hate it. But it's because you've got this affiliation with like only eating it.
You know what?
With family problems.
I enjoyed it tonight. And part of the reason is that my sister is moving to Spain. She's here in Auckland on the way to Spain. So I was like... This is the last time I'm having Nando's.
And I would also, have it once a year.
Yeah. They do a new thing. It was like chicken thighs with caramelized onions.
Ooh.
And it was yum in a burger. Yeah, I had a really good time. Really good time. And so I'm full of energy. Spicy eye, but I'm ready to have some good bants.
We should probably get into the theme song.
This is right your ears.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the mayo gays. They're both male and they're both gay. The mayo gays.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome along to this episode of the Male Gays. I was about to say this week's episode, but that would be
a lie.
Yeah, because
we've had a huge break.
We've been so busy.
And basically we left and New Zealand's LGBTQ community fell apart.
It's destroying itself. It feels like really the closest I've felt to being in a war.
It's actually amazing. Like, it's not a great thing, but it's interesting to, like, observe it online and then be like, and then slowly your friends or people that you follow, like, show what side they're on. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh.
Wow. You find out some different, and it's, people are really vocalizing.
I know.
These opinions loud and sometimes obnoxiously.
I agree.
If you've not kept up with the news, the Auckland Pride board decided to ask the police force to they could still march in the parade, but they wanted
just
them
wear a t-shirt.
Just put a little t-shirt on.
Why? Because I tell you what, your mace and your batons and your tasers, mm-hmm, not a great look at the Pride parade.
No. Triggering for some people, and the statistics of the way you treat people of colour and trans people, look, they're not good police, and that's why, and they've been getting worse recently.
They don't really want you there, but they will they're happy to make, you know, a conception if you just don't wear.
All you gotta do is put on a fucking t-shirt. You'll be so much more comfortable. It's February. Oh, it's so hot. You don't want to wear a full uniform on your
day off. I love a t-shirt.
Yes.
If I had the choice of a shirt, tie, belt, hat, or just a t-shirt,
yeah,
I'd go for the t-shirt.
I gotta tell you, the only time that I would be wearing a cop's uniform is when I want it to be taken off immediately because it's a sexual role.
That's
play.
So fucked, eh? Now, man, like, that, honestly, he's like eliminated.
Yeah, any sexy cop fans. And you used to be all about cop arms.
I know, it's really, it's amazing how an event like this will just make you question everything. Like, it's really made me kind of look back on, like, previous prides and stuff and be like, oh shit. Like, the way I've kind of thought about it more and more is like, it's like hosting a party and you're more concerned about everyone's plus ones than the people that you've actually invited.
Yes.
You know? Thank you.
Yeah.
No. But I was like, it's wild.
It's like hosting a party and your friend Tina is like, hey, Stacey punched me in the face last week. I really don't want to see her. And you're like, well, Stacey's coming.
Well, no, initially you're like, Stacey can come, but she has to stay on the deck.
Yeah, but she's wearing a muzzle.
She has to wear a t-shirt. And Stacey's like, I want to wear my shirt, my tie, my hat.
I want to wear a shirt that says, fuck Tina.
It's so interesting. What riles me up the most, and then what has had a beautiful 360 turn are the kind of those big corporate sponsors who pulled out of the parade because the fucking, you know, older white cis gay who works there, yeah, that, you know, is like, well, absolutely not. We at Vodafone are pulling out. What I like now is that the community on that Give a Little page, you know, all these sponsors have pulled out. Fletcher's, Vodafone, Spark. Did they do it in the end?
No, Spark. Still in, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. Nando's? I haven't heard, but yeah, I'm waiting for a call.
Bring your gay wings in.
Bring the chicken float in.
Oh, my
they
God.
They throw out, like, rainbow peri-peri seasoning.
I would fizz for a Nando's. Like, I'd be like, God, I didn't see that one coming, but you are welcome, Nando's. The gayest chicken in town. The most inclusive chicken in town.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, this Give a Little page that said, like, what, raised, like,
20,000K.
More? It was
20K.
Over.
Yeah,
which is amazing, and that's, I was like, so cool. "Yeah, that's that community spirit that you want to see." You know,
and getting back to what Pride, the Pride Festival, is about. It's not about, I don't know. It's not about banks.
It's
about our community standing up for ourselves.
And here's the thing: they had so many people walking in their floats. They would take up, you know, a good 30-40 seconds of the parade with no music. So it'd be like, track, 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 track. You might see like True Bliss floating by and then just deafening silence as Westpac will pass in t-shirts, but walk past and kind of wave with like maybe 10 balloons.
Yeah.
And then like walk on by.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, guys, you've got to think about the energy of the parade. You're dropping the balloon
and
here.
You watch videos of the early 90s, the Hero Parade, and it's like,
yeah,
it's Colin Mathura Jeffrey coming out of a flower.
Yeah.
It's Mika Haka doing a full crazy political thing.
I love it. I love it.
Even though Mika is pro-police.
What?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. This is what I talk about around like the, how did you hear that?
He messaged me, I think, when I made a post about it.
What?
And then I've seen him do a few posts about the police as well. It's,
that's so weird that people are contacting you directly about it.
Oh, God, mate. You should have a look at my DMs.
Really?
Nah, that's not that bad. Oh. Just a little bit of back and forth with some people. And it just,
that's annoying, though, that it's like,
what I hate is that the argument of, like, it's an inclusive parade, and so the police should feel included in it.
But
it's
this, like, is this plus one thing. I'm like,
yeah.
Initially make sure that the community feel included.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that you, what drives me nuts is you have empathy for the police, you can't have empathy for, like, trans individuals or people of color who feel threatened by the police being there. I just don't understand the detachment of, like, how could you... You still have empathy. You've got the ability to empathize for the wrong people.
Yeah. And there are... But, I mean, obviously, there are, like, trans and queer members of the police as well who want to wear the uniform because they're proud to be LGBT IQ at their workplace. But I also don't think... Like, the compromise of a T-shirt is as much as the complete exclusion that you would feel, that people have been feeling for years, that they can't come to the parade because of the police being there in uniform.
Also, I don't know. I want to see this. I would love to see the statistics of the makeup of the police force to know how many of their force actually identify.
And here's the tea. Was spilled this week
that
actually dropped their LGBTIQ training 2 full long years ago, and their diversity, their like head of diversity is like a straight white cis woman that's been like arguing about it.
And so, does this mean that police who have joined the force in within the past 2 years have had zero training around dealing with issues surrounding gay rights, lesbian rights, trans rights, and how to deal with people of any aspect of the community?
Yeah.
It's so cooked. That's ridiculous.
It's so annoying to me the way that...
You're dealing with communities and people.
Yeah.
How can you just be, like, skipping that part?
Gotta know, Ben. I work in the police.
You should be.
It really has filled into me that white gay men are the straight white men of the queer community, though. It's really sad. Like, if you think about the voting statistics of, like, who voted Trump, and it's, like, 80% of white men, and then, like, 60% of white women, and then, like, 4% of, like, black women. Like, that is... That same statistical makeup, I think, would be happening if you dissected who's on whose side with this debate.
And it's frustrating when you hear that argument where they're like, well, this is just, you know... An argument made by a select few inside of the Pride Committee who are, you know, aside with the, you know, abolishing, you know, prisons. But it's that thing of being like, I think Pride has to encapsulate race at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, a race issue is also a Pride issue.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that there's a line drawn in that of being like, well, let's just deal with, you know, anything to do with, like, you know, Māori or Pacific Island statistics inside a prison that's separate from our Pride community.
It's such a frustrating argument as well, being like, oh, it's the small group of people who are deciding things for the rest of us, and it's like them, they get to do whatever they want. And I'm like, well, the Pride Festival itself is a small group of people, like, getting to celebrate themselves for a little bit. I don't know. I just think...
But again, it's made me think more critically around Pride.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've definitely turned up in the past and felt a bit like lost or displaced, or we were in the parade last year for TVNZ, and I was a little bit like, why are we here? Or it felt weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I definitely thought more critically about it.
Yeah.
And what does it mean for, what does a Pride Festival mean for New Zealand in 2018?
Mm.
And what rights are we fighting for? And what are we trying to campaign for? Or you know, because it's about, like, visibility.
Yeah.
A little bit, you know, around, like, bringing the issues right into the middle of Ponsonby Road and walking them right down the street and making it really, really clear and unapologetic. It's as much as it's about fucking, you know, having a party at family and wearing your fucking fluoro harness if you want or need to do that. But
I wish you wouldn't pull that out. It's my favorite. It's my favorite item of clothing, and I wait for February every year to pull it out.
But primarily, first of all, it should be about, you know, raising awareness. And now I know the issues that I want to stand beside.
Yeah.
Which I think this whole thing has brought out in me, which I think it's easy for us to be, like, lazy about it.
Yeah.
You know, just turn up.
But we're not going to be lazy about it. You know what we're going to do? A podcast where we give our opinions.
And probably lose 50 listeners.
Yeah, I reckon
That's fine. Either they'll go like, well, that's where they stand, and I stand differently. Hopefully they change their mind.
Yeah.
Or they can go away.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine. I've decided no more drama in my life.
Wow, that's beautiful,
I've
Ariana.
I've had people trying to stir some drama with me, and I just have decided I don't have patience for it. I don't have any time for it. I'm not even going to give people the satisfaction of, like, me clapping back. I do that in quotations.
Yeah.
I just... Nah, I'm going to watch, like, Bon Appetit videos on YouTube.
It's sad to hear you say this to me, because I've actually just recently decided that I'm going to be all drama all the time from here on out.
Oh, my God, no.
I'm
going to have to have some time
stirring
apart.
Shit.
It's so weird. What is people's, like, need to stir shit? It's nothing to do with them anyway. Tumblr.
Oh, yes.
This is amazing.
Big old news, and it's sad news, I think, as well.
I think so, too. Tumblr are banning porn.
Yes. No more adult content on Tumblr from December the 17th, I believe it is.
What do you reckon is the purest form of adult content that will also, like, be like, it's mainly men being fisted, but it's also, you know, like, a couple of knitting videos, or, you know what, you know?
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who has a Tumblr that I've looked at, like, maybe twice, and he's a performance artist, and it's, like, very pornographic.
Oh.
But then also, yeah, every so often it will just be like a funny cat or just like a cool building as well.
I'll be honest with you, my number one source of pornography.
Tumblr?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. That's awesome.
Very
young. You know, that's a very useful thing to do.
I like to stay hip when it comes to pornography. I want to know what's cool. What's trending in the porn world?
Well, it's a good way to get like kind of arty, like more beautiful, more like...
I feel like it's... You can get like... You'll go onto a... Yeah, because like certain people will collect certain amounts of styles of videos, and so you don't like... Because you know sometimes you're on like... Well, one, if you use Pornhub, you're instantly going to get a virus on your computer. Well, that's been my experience anyway. And so anyone who's had an email being like, hey, my computer's got a virus, you know what I've been doing. But
porn. No, you've been on the dark web.
Yeah, been now buying big fireworks, like illegal. You know, there's huge ones they use for like big civic events. But you know, it's like more curated, and you don't get viruses, and I enjoy that. And
I feel like you do. You know what I've seen on Tumblr actually was like guys wearing like crochet underwear and stuff.
Oh no, that's not for me.
Oh. Wow, okay.
I mean, no kink shame. If you're into crochet, that's hot, but it's just not for me.
Well, I'm not saying that this is something I frequently visit. I just remember finding that blog.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, well, they were like beautiful men. And then...
And ugly crochet jockstraps.
Ugly knitting, yeah.
I don't want... I think crochet is the worst thing to use in terms of underwear. In terms of what underwear is used.
Well, I wasn't looking at this thinking, what a wonderful, practical item.
You're like, oh, that's spiced it up. It's so nannery in my mind. I'm like, that's what your grandma puts over the teapot.
You know what, Bo? I feel like I've seen...
If you know what I mean.
What your nana puts over the teapot. Are you saying that she...
I don't know what I meant by it.
Does she open her vagina and put it over the teapot? Yeah.
No, I mean like the teapot would be like...
Her granddad's dick.
Yeah.
Or his face. I remember once seeing, maybe into Papa... a crochet bikini, like a historical
Item.
Imagine swimming in that and coming out like it's like
a stretch, and it's all like twisted and it's all wet and weird.
So when you say that,
reckon you're gonna GIFs or anything? Like I'm looking for videos.
Have videos on Tumblr?
Yeah.
Oh, I really thought I only got up to GIFs.
Oh no, I've got everything I need.
So you know which Tumblr spots you're hitting as well?
No, I mean, it's always kind of like, there's always one, and then you can see who's like reposted it, and then you could like just
go to their one, yeah.
And then you just like end up with like, you know, 400 tabs along your...
Wow.
And then your boyfriend's like, can I come in? And you're like, I'm just cleaning. No, that's never happened.
Do you reckon you're going to go back to Tumblr now a couple
Zero
of times?
Zero need for Tumblr.
Wow.
Maybe for like memes?
Yeah.
I do love, like, just sometimes looking at memes.
Tumblr just blew my mind. Every time I went on Tumblr, I was like, there is so much content.
And there's so much to learn. Like, I don't kind of know how it works.
No, neither. The whole, like, reblogging and then notes and then...
Have you ever set up a Tumblr?
Yeah. I used to... You know, when you used to take photos of the customer cards at Countdown, the supermarket?
Yes. You're like, this is a perfect Tumblr.
Yeah. Well, actually, Mel Bracewell, who was queen of Tumblr, was like, you should make this a Tumblr. And then she reblocked my first couple.
Wow.
Because I'd already tweeted them and they got all right on Twitter. She did it on Tumblr. They went all pretty good on Tumblr.
Wow.
And then I just couldn't keep it up. And then I think I tried to post a couple of extra other different things and everything got like two notes and I was too
like,
sad.
You're like, RIP this page.
Yeah.
I wonder if they looked at their statistics and they're like, wow, okay, 70% of people use this for porn.
Yeah, we got to stop it.
But when are people just going to be pretend? No, when are people going to get over the fact that people watch porn? Like, there's so much like, hey, you don't look at that kind of stuff.
Yes. But then I read an article today which was about porn addiction and how Tumblr was making a good move because of how easily accessible porn is to young people. And so this was like a 13-year-old guy who telling the story about how he got addicted to porn at 13.
Yeah,
and still
right.
suffers like erectile dysfunction.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Okay. So, this makes sense.
Yeah.
It is. The one thing I did think was, Jesus is easily accessible. Like, you can look at anything.
Yeah.
You have to show that you're, like, over 18 for some pages or whatever.
Mm.
But you can lie.
Yeah.
And if you can work that, you know, if you can work out how to work Tumblr, you can work out how to lie on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Of course that makes sense. But the thing is, people are always going to find pornography. Like, you're always going to find it.
And there's porn on Twitter now.
Yeah, there is definitely.
Definitely.
Fucking how big is OnlyFans, eh?
Crazy.
It's crazy big. Are you going to get on it, do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm going to get on it. No nudes or anything, just
jokes.
Just jokes. Just my best jokes.
Hey guys, I'm doing another 8 minutes on OnlyFans tonight. So tune in for some of my killer material.
Just you sign up to my OnlyFans and it's just me doing an unboxing or like
what? Have you ever been on OnlyFans? I haven't.
No, because it's like, no, I have clicked over to people's pages from an investigative price point analysis.
Yes.
I want to see how much people charge. And people charge like, it's like, I think from what I've seen, $10 to $20.
A viewing.
No, per month to subscribe to their OnlyFans.
Jeez.
Which is fucking wild because Netflix costs me $13 a month or something. And Netflix has
Netflix should straight up get
every TV show.
I know. Like, it's crazy to get one. I mean, I guess there's collabs.
Oh, do people?
And
there's
like someone's like jacking off in their fucking sad bedroom every like 2 days. But you'd imagine that they're having sex with each other.
I always just assumed it was like every morning they just took a pic of their boner.
But it's videos, isn't it? Or is it pictures?
We need to know. Please, if you are a listener out there and you do sign up to an OnlyFans, please.
I would love to know.
Let us know.
People are paying multiple scripts. That's like, if you want five different people, that's $50 a month. That's wild.
That's up to $100 a month if they're highbrow. I've gotten into this rapper recently called Milan Christopher, who is both a rapper and a very thotty Instagrammer who has an OnlyFans. Yeah. I'm trying to work
straight?
Out...
Straight?
Gee? No, gee. I'm still like... I only found out who he was like a few days ago. And okay. I can't... I don't know if I've decided whether his music is... Or whether it's like... I can't work out if it's the music or the OnlyFans that is funding his lifestyle. But just suddenly he was on like every blog that I was reading.
Wow. I'm fascinated to know how OnlyFans... It's really changed the game if you think about those artists, I'll call them artists, who, you know, were held down by bad deals, bad contracts with big porn houses, probably.
Yeah.
This is what I'm imagining. And now they're like, hey, pay me more or I'm just going to keep making my OnlyFans. Like, you have to be able to justify them not doing their own OnlyFans page because they want their dick to be exclusive to those websites.
Yes. Have you seen...
I want to know how it works so badly.
The website that belongs to Davey Wavy now. Do you remember Davey Wavy?
He made like a sensory website.
Yes. It's like... Yes. It's kind of like a tantric, like sexual awakening kind of
thing.
Is
it like... In my mind, it's like one step off slime videos.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of like... people like feathers slowly gliding around a body, but all the things that they're promising you is like you're gonna have 20 minute orgasms. I don't choose a 20 minute orgasm, but
you're gonna come for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
you're gonna pass out.
God,
from, like,
imagine,
little fluid loss.
Imagine it would be like, you know, when you go to vomit, but there's no more vomit.
Oh my god!
But your
honestly,
dick is doing that.
I We had a few drinks a few nights ago.
We're pretty
more
cool.
More than a few.
We drank some alcohol.
Let me just say, it's the first time I've been drunk in about 3 years because I don't party that much.
We did this on a Monday night, by the way.
I was hurling on Tuesday morning. Like, and I never thought I'd be one of those guys that's like, oh, I'm getting old and I can feel it when I get hungover. But I was like, I drank a whole Powerade. I was walking to the shower holding a big mixing bowl because that's what I was vomiting into. And I had to put it on the floor.
That's so old school, a mixing bowl. I love that.
I love it. There's something nostalgic about chucking up in an
ice cream container.
I'm like, oh, reminds me of mum. Because she'd be like, here you go, vomit in that. Anyway, it was like blue because of the Powerade, and it looked like a scene from The Exorcist.
Wow.
But I got to that point where I was like, I couldn't hurl anymore because I'd literally everything that was inside me had gone, and now my chest hurts because I've like, and I've got a
because of the
from the reaching.
Reaching, yeah. From the reaching. I kept reaching. I kept blaming for people for things that they clearly didn't do. I was really reaching.
But I've got a sore voice and a sore diaphragm. And I'm in a musical at the moment. I don't know if I've talked about this before. I'm doing a musical.
Shorten Street the Musical. Four more shows?
Yeah, baby. And
get down. It's a bloody good time.
Yeah, anyway, my body, tell you what, I'm feeling it.
Okay, you know what is fucking crazy is you describing this. And I don't drink much either. And in the last week, I went out for a birthday on Saturday and had quite a big night. Then Monday, we had the hugest night. That's definitely the drunkest I've been this year. And then last night...
I'm so glad to hear that. It makes me feel like I didn't embarrass myself. Keep
no,
going.
No. I feel like it was a good form and habit. And the last night, I went to Shangela, had a few drinks.
Tell me the mood after your story.
Yes. Okay. I did not have a hangover once. Like, I had to sleep in, but no day did I have a headache. And I was getting hangovers off like two drinks not that long ago.
Wow. You just...
Something's changed.
Something's the moon.
Yeah. I'm all drama now and no
drama. All drama, no hangovers.
And you're all hangovers. No drama.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Shangela's show was fun, yeah.
Was it great?
It was really cool. She's so good. She's such a good dancer. She's a great performer. She's some singing. She wore the iconic, that Gaga red inflatable outfit at the
end. I don't think that dress works.
Oh, I like it.
I don't think it works.
It's more of a stunt than a look.
Because it looks weird to begin with. You're not like,
wow,
what's that dress going to turn into? You're like, oh, she's wearing a deflated balloon.
Yes.
And then you watch the balloon inflate. And then you're like, that's what I thought it would look like when it was limp on her body. But I love Shangela, but I've never thought that dress has worked.
What was wild about the show was that it was like, she was like, let's go back and revisit All Stars. And I kind of thought, oh, we're going to do a few stories. But it was like chronological order every episode.
Wow.
I reckon three or four of them had a really interesting little backstage tidbit that she told. But then some of them, she just like verbatim was just like repeating stuff. I was like, yeah, we watched the episode. She's very funny.
It's so interesting, eh? Like, all those queens that come over. Because it's happening more and more now.
Yeah.
And the people that go there.
Yes.
To those events. It's such a weird... It's an interesting mix of, like, straight people and gay people.
Yeah.
And a lot of young people.
Oh, yeah. Very young. Very young,
I like
cute.
The ones that you get to sit down at.
That's why I think this show would have worked better if we were sitting down. Because so much of it was, like, storytelling.
Yeah.
There was, like, four numbers. Lots of stories.
Who have you seen so far? I've seen Bianca. I've seen Alaska. Those are who I've seen. I haven't seen barely anyone.
What have I seen? Ginger Minj, Bianca, Alaska. I saw Trixie.
And did you see...
And Shangela.
Miss Cracker?
No. I don't support Miss Cracker.
Wow.
Is that shady?
I don't know.
Miss Cracker...
She's done two Bon Appetit videos.
Oh, really?
I'm like, what's your brand?
She's got a lot of big fans in New Zealand, I think. And I just think for me, She was she just had that classic thing where she came in and she was like, I'm a comedy queen.
Yeah.
And I was like, you were not funny enough during the season to prove
that. Oh, no, I know. I would never.
But also, that's I don't know. I don't know if I stand by it.
No, you have to stay strong on something.
Anyway, you have to stay strong on something, Eli. You're not getting hangovers anymore. I love it. I am weird because I kind of don't want them to really mention Drag Race.
Same.
I want to see the theatrical cool show that you put on.
I thought Alaska did a good job of that.
She did it.
It was a nice balance. And like, because her tracks have nothing to do with Drag Race.
Yeah.
There's some of them are catchphrases, but she'll kind of extrapolate on the kind of theme of it.
Yeah.
It's more about drag culture, which I appreciate.
Yes, I like that as well. I actually thought Trixie's show that I saw, which was in Sydney, was quite good like that as well. It was like stand out with a few Drag Race jokes.
Yeah.
Then just her songs and an incredible like lip sync medley. Two great looks.
I tell you whose show could get in the bin.
Bianca Del Rio.
It sucked so hard.
It was bad, eh?
So racist.
Like one of those, super racist.
I was like, I don't even want to be in this theater anymore.
I felt uncomfortable, yeah.
Same. It was bad. Ugh. And she's like, I'm not going to talk about Drag Race. And then talks about Drag Race.
Yes.
So much.
But then, and her new show is called It's Just a Joke, which is...
Excuse me?
It's called It's Just a Joke.
Her new show. Yeah. Her new touring show.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know.
That sucks so much.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know who my queen of the week is? I just thought about this. Julia Roberts. She hasn't done anything, but I've fallen back in love with her. I think she's got a new movie coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And I had an argument with someone the other day. I was like, who do you think's got the best smile in Hollywood?
Yeah.
And I was like, then I answered the question that I proposed because I just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
Luminous smile.
Beautiful.
Like,
doesn't she have an incredible timeless smile?
Brightens up a room.
It really does. I'm dying
to
meet her.
She looks ageless when she smiles, you know?
She does. She's still got an Instagram.
Oh, I love her Instagram.
It's pretty buzzy.
She didn't get it that long ago, right?
No.
She got into it quite recently.
And it's kind of strange. You know, like, she'll post, like, it'll be her, like, walking down a hallway, don't know where the hallway is, and she'll just kind of, like, flip her hair and then kind of laugh at a friend.
Often quite badly framed photos with poor lighting as well.
Yes, yeah.
I feel like it's not far from the genre of Britney Spears on Instagram, if you follow that. Like, it's like...
I think they're different worlds.
Different worlds, but they're
Britney's
both...
Britney Spears is so stupid.
They're both just a little off in some way.
I think... Do you reckon Julie Roberts has taken drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah, she definitely
has. Everyone famous has done drugs.
Do you reckon?
Yes.
What does Meryl Streep take? Oh, she would have taken a bit of coke.
Prescription meds.
Yeah, for, like, arthritis.
Yeah. No, I think she takes, like...
Oh,
Xanax. Prescription meds. I don't want to be more specific about which prescription meds.
I was thinking the ones that, like, Tramiel,
yeah.
Tramiel, you know, really haze
out. Also, I reckon she drinks with... Have you seen the photos from the fucking Mamma Mia rap party?
They look lit, eh?
She got... My queen of the week is Shangela, because she... Then I tweeted saying thanks for the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then she watched my pinned tweet, was a clip of my stand-up, and wrote, lol...
That's
which was, I woke up to that and I was like,
I was wondering how that happened because I saw it on Twitter and I was like, okay, Shangela has found Eli's Twitter. How has this happened? Yeah. You messaged her for some great show, which is genius. You just publicly tweeted her versus DMing her because you, does she follow you now?
No, she doesn't.
Make this happen,
I
fans.
Know.
Wow,
yeah.
That'd be huge.
That'd be really good. Really big.
Wow.
Do you know a fact of the gay?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a fact of the gay. This is just another news story that we're talking about. But the president of Grindr.
Yeah.
Who, it turns out, is a straight man called Scott Chen.
What?
Wrote a big Facebook post where he explained that he thought marriage was purely a union between a man and a woman.
What?
Yes.
What?
And then he's kind of like, there's been articles about it. I don't understand as well, because he's the president of Grindr, and then I've been trying to find out. He didn't create it, but he is in charge of the company. I don't know exactly what his role is, because he's not the CEO, I don't think.
Because I feel like Grindr is up with the party in terms of the like development of the app and what they're trying to do for the community. Like,
well, I'd say it's getting up with the party. Like, they did this big anti-racism campaign.
Yes.
Recently, but it has been around for 10 years.
Yes, you know, you're right. But I always felt like they don't have like an online magazine, and they've like
they try
and recently have been like, I was like, oh cool, they're like trying to chip into the conversation where they could just be like a silent demon, which they had been for quite a while. I didn't kind of
the
think
ads
that.
Were literally like poker like gambling websites.
What but, is that like logo? A skull?
Yeah, it's like Batman.
I've never kind of been like, has anyone explained what it is?
The logo is hideous and the interface is disgusting. I don't know. I haven't used it in a while,
but I saw someone on it the other, like the kind of, they've kind of softened. I mean, obviously they're like update the technology every now and then.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And like you see the little kind of, I think I follow them on Twitter.
Oh yes, yeah, yeah. Good tweets, good content.
Well, that's what I was saying. They're always kind of like trying to chip in a little bit. Like they made that that campaign and stuff. Where it's
that
like,
campaign was cool.
Hey guys, stop being racist. But again, white cis gays are trash.
Yeah.
We know this.
And we're part of the problem.
We're part of the problem.
What was funny though, reading articles about this, thing that happened with Grindr was just like all the presidents and CEOs of the other apps are like Hornet and Scruff and stuff being like, wow, crazy to see this taking advantage of a community. His app is supposed to help. Join Scruff by downloading
Because there's Scruff, there's Squirt?
Squirt, Hornet. Is Blender for straight people?
Shoot, it's been such a long time for me.
Oh, there's a new one that I feel like looks graphically nice because someone did a sponsored post for it on my feed. It's called Chappy.
Ooh.
And it's like a beautiful pink. What it looks like is a, it looks like a trendy theatre company's brochure. It's like all like neutral pinks and like black text. And what also is weird is Chappie is that robot. You know that movie about the robot called Chappie?
No. It makes me think of like, hey, my lips are a bit dry. Can I borrow a bit of Chappie?
Yeah. Probably a Chappie.
Does anyone have any Chappie before we go to the beach?
Oh.
I can't wait for summer. I've been going for morning swims, like 7:30 in the morning. Yeah. I'm going to pick you up for one.
I'm coming tomorrow morning. It's the first time
we've done it. It's so good. Just jump in the water, go, ooh, it's so cold, and then get out again.
Yeah.
Have a coffee. It's like the best way to start the morning.
Beautiful.
Yeah, because I'm looking, you know, my life is, both of our lives, I mean, now we can share this with our audience, that John and Ben is no longer happening. You know, 2019, it's up in the air. You know what? Are we going to be doing? We don't know. And so the beach is really helping me with that. Process that kind of, this sort of whirlpool that is life at the moment.
It's so funny to be like, yeah, unemployed, don't know what's coming up, but the beach is really helping.
The beach is good.
It is good to get out of the morning, do something fresh.
Plunge yourself into icy cold water.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm still alive, and then get into the day.
Do you stand on a shark mat in the morning sometimes?
Don't own one.
Oh, why not?
Oh, it gives me the creeps. I love the idea of it, but I've got soft angel feet.
Wow.
It just feels like it's piercing my skin.
Really? Yeah, it is. It's shocking.
It's shockingly painful.
Yeah, but I try and be like, the next 5 days, Eli, you're going to stand on it every morning. And then I get up and I stand on it, and the whole time I'm on it, I'm like, what the fuck. And it's crazy because the whole point is that it's meant to like release tension and do like reflexology or whatever,
and it's not happening.
I don't know.
Do you feel better for it?
Yeah, it puts you in alignment when you're standing on it.
Ooh.
And yeah, just it wakes you up.
I feel like the best thing about a Shakti mat is to be no longer on the Shakti mat. Like once you get off it, you're like, oh great. Yeah.
No, but when you lie on it after like 5 minutes, it becomes like warm and tingly. It's like,
is that what you're looking for?
Really,
that's the sweet
good
spot.
Yeah, it's really beautiful and lovely.
You can definitely tell we've recorded this episode like 10 minutes before midnight.
Yeah.
Like it's getting kind of like,
getting really late.
But we're getting weird, you know?
Yeah.
So we're spiraling. We should tell a secret.
Okay.
I've kind of told mine that I look at Tumblr for porn.
Yeah. I don't know if I've got anything that good, unfortunately.
Have you bought anything new?
What have I bought recently? I went to the pharmacy.
Yeah. Here we go.
And I just bought, for Christmas presents, I just bought just so many face masks just to get people for Christmas presents.
That's a good idea.
And then I bought some night cream for myself.
I've got to get my brother a Christmas present, and he is basically the opposite of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what does a straight dude want for Christmas?
Oh, give him a rugby ball.
Could you imagine the audacity of giving my brother a rugby ball for Christmas? It's like him buying me a pride flag. He'd be like, no, I don't need this.
Get him one of those beer holders. Because your beer cold.
Actually,
you know what? It's a secret.
What?
I guess. I've decided to stop. You know when you randomly like end up with a toy or something, like someone just gives you something as a kind of a joke present? I've just decided to give them to my niece and my nephews, like, as Christmas presents, because I'm like,
yeah,
that's better for the planet.
So you've started regifting.
Yeah, I've started regifting.
Ooh.
And part of me is like, oh, I feel kind of
crochet
guilty.
Crochet knickers and regifting. You're a nana.
Yeah, I am. Nanas are really into crochet. I think nanas are into crochet knickers the same way I was.
They
that
are.
That one time when I found that blog.
They are.
I think you should try crochet knickers.
Well, you've got to know that they're the sponsors of this week's podcast.
Yeah, you can buy your own pair. Lots of designs. My favorite is a whale eating Jonah, the Bible story.
And you can get that crocheted on your butt.
Yeah.
So crochet underwear, they come in all shapes and sizes because you have to stitch them.
Yeah, we've got, there's a beautiful pair that's the male gaze, and then it says Chris, right where one of your balls is, or your vagina flaps.
Yep.
And Eli on the other side. And then there's a little droplet of cum on the front, but it's smiling.
Oh, yeah, that's Eli's design. Mine's kind of pink, soft pinks, neutral pinks, and like just black. It's very trendy. It's like a new theater brochure.
Perfect for the robot in your life, like Chappie.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
The Male Gaze,
brought to you by Crochet Undies
and Nando's and Chappie.
And Chappie,
everyone's favorite chapstick.
Can I buy you Chappie?
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.